KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have clear to partly cloudy skies, 31 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be mostly sunny today with a high of 68. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, totally remodeled, restocked, and ready to serve you with the prices you need, the service you deserve. In local news, authorities in Montgomery County arrested a man Sunday evening following a domestic dispute. 44-year-old William E. Barr of Villisca was arrested at around 6:20 p.m. on a charge of public intoxication near the intersection of East 5th Street and North 7th Avenue in Villisca. A traffic stop late Saturday night resulted in the arrest of a Red Oak woman. Red Oak police say a car driven by 31-year-old Nina Marie Foster of Red Oak was stopped at around 11:45 p.m. at the intersection of North 2nd and East Corning Streets. During an investigation, officers determined Foster was driving while suspended. She was brought to Montgomery County Jail and held on $300 bond. The Audubon City Council will hold a special meeting this evening to appoint a member of the community to fill the seat of Councilman Thomas Nielsen, whose resignation was submitted and accepted during the council's regular meeting on April 13th. The person appointed would fill the seat until an election is held. The council has the option of holding a special election on August the 4th, or they could wait until the general election on November the 3rd. A public hearing is set to take place this evening in Atlantic with regard to the proposed 2015-16 Atlantic School District calendar. The hearing begins at 7:30 at the Atlantic High School Media Center as part of the school board's work session. During the hearing, patrons of the district may speak for or against the proposed August 24th start date and related matters. Later in the work session, the Atlantic School Board will vote on approving the 2015-16 calendar and testing calendar. In other business, the board will act on approving the purchase of a heat pump for the high school and hear from Gary Sinclair with PMA Financial Network with regard to a financial planning program for 2016 and beyond. They'll also hear from the building leadership team from the Washington and Schuller schools and discuss the graduation and dropout rates. The Red Oak Community School District wants to have a new superintendent in place this summer after an abbreviated regional search. Superintendent Terry Schmidt announced earlier this month that he resigned effective June 30th. He declined to elaborate on his reasons, and his letter of resignation didn't offer any explanation to the board. The Daily Nonpareil reports since that announcement, made during an April 9th meeting, the school board has moved quickly to start the task of finding Schmidt's replacement. Lee Fellers, president of the school board, said the district hired G. Tryon and Associates to conduct the search. The same firm recently finished a search for the Shenandoah Community School District. Board members have provided the firm with a list of attributes they want in a superintendent. The board also worked to set a schedule with the search group that includes an application deadline at the end of the month. Advertisements are being made regionally for the opening. The school board will decide May the 4th whether it wants to continue the search process or put it on hold and name an interim superintendent for the 2015-16 school year. Four focus groups, made up of administrators, teachers, support staff, and community and business leaders, will help the school board through the process. Those groups are currently being set up. Should the board move forward, four to five semifinalists will be selected by the board at its May 18th meeting. Interviews will be held that week with two finalists named on or around May the 20th. Finalists would be interviewed May 26th and 27th, and a decision May 27th will be made by the board. The new superintendent would start July the 1st, or as soon as possible this summer. In the funeral announcements, Jim Young, age 79, of Atlantic, died Saturday in Sun City West, Arizona. That's April the 18th. Funeral services for Jim Young will be held today at 10 o'clock at the Evangelical Free Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. Regina Larson, age 103, of Atlantic, died Saturday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab Center. A visitation for and viewing of Regina Larson will be held from 1 until 6 p.m. today at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic, with memorial and graveside services at a later date. Larry McCool, age 92, of Tennant, died Friday in Erling. Funeral services for Larry McCool will be tomorrow at 10 a.m. at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Wilbur Bud Woodrow, age 97, of Atlantic and formerly of Lewis, died Tuesday at the Cass County Hospital. A celebration of life service for Bud Woodward will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the United Congregational Methodist Church in Lewis. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Edith Perry, age 97, of rural Greenfield, died Thursday at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Edith Perry will be held tomorrow at 1:30 at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Vera Sassy, age 93, of Griswold, died Saturday at the Griswold Rehabilitation and Healthcare Center. Funeral services for Vera Sassy will be held on Wednesday at 11 a.m. at the Griswold United Methodist Church. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Bernice Simmons, age 94, of Cumberland, died Friday at the Guthrie County Hospital. Funeral services for Bernice Simmons will be held Wednesday at 11 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Cumberland. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. Neoma Anderson, age 91, of Elkhorn and formerly of Harlan, died Saturday. Funeral services for Neoma Anderson will be on Wednesday at 2 o'clock at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Howard Stoll, age 83, of Orient, died Saturday at his home. Funeral services for Howard Stoll will be on Thursday at 10:30 at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Dwayne McClelland, age 74, of Greenfield, died Saturday at Greenfield Rehabilitation and Healthcare Center. Funeral services for Dwayne McClelland will be on Saturday at 1:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Mary Chester, age 65, of Atlantic, died Thursday in Des Moines. A celebration of life service for Mary Chester will be held at a later date. Hockenberry Family Care has the arrangements. Edwina Umphress, age 63, of Atlantic, died Sunday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Services for Edwina Umphress will be held, or rather are pending, that is, at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Mary Ann Swisher, age 92, of Atlantic, died Friday at the Heritage House. Services for Mary Ann Swisher are pending at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.